Now.
I'd like the board to discuss asking the Island Authority to bring forward a standard residential lease for residential leases on the beach, one that mirrors the title transfer and the deeds that were done when Escambia County divested Net and Navarre Beach to Santa Rosa County some decades ago. If the board might discuss establishing a uniform lease and having that come from the Island Authority back to our board.
Commissioner Stephen Berry, who is going to be the inbound chairman after Lumen May transitions off of being chairman in about 2 months or so, something like that, talking about wanting to see the standardized leases come back from the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Remember, there's this long-standing kind of, struggle over the beach, right? Because the way back in the day, the idea was come out to the beach and never have to pay ad valorem taxes because we're going to lease you the land and, you build your structure and, because we wanted people to go to the beach before there was ever anything on the beach. And then all of a sudden everybody goes to the beach and then there was an effort to try to tax the land because it was these renewing leases or these long-term leases. And there was a long legal battle. And in the process of winning some of the court cases, they cut the lease fees in half against the expectation of winning the ability to tax that land. And then it turns out you can't tax that land. And so the county in the process took over some of the operations, the maintenance and stuff like that for, cleaning up the beach and the public works type stuff. And in the process, lost the court case, can't tax the land, and also has cut the lease fees. And then you got sometimes these lease fees are coming back getting renewed at a pretty low rate, and it kind of angered some of the commissioners, particularly Commissioner Jeff Bergosh.
But I think when we bring a standard residential lease, we also have to bring a standard condominium lease. The lease fee has to be what the ad valorem tax would be, or they have to make the choice to pay tax. I mean, but they can't have $100 lease fees on $1 million condominiums on the top of Beach Club. The taxpayers got fleeced. So when we have that discussion, let's not do it halfway. Let's do the full discussion. Let's go all the way.
And the backdrop to this is, remember that Commissioner Bergosh has also been sort of raising the stink about how, the island gets all of this stuff and Perdido Key doesn't get a comparable amount of stuff. And Visit Pensacola spends all of their time promoting the island and doesn't promote the other island. And, that seems to have gone away. He didn't bring it up in the budget meetings, but there's again, backdrop between this district versus district, District 4, Commissioner Bender District 1, now that he has Perdido Key and Perdido the area and Inverary Island and all that. So, again, this kind of, internecine warfare going on. And again, I see these things pop up, and there's a part of me that's like, is it just what they're saying or is there something else? Because I know with some of these commissioners, you have to always at least ask the question, is there some other agenda going on here that I don't see, that I don't understand? And it might not be. It might all be just exactly what they're saying. And it might be some completely other thing that they're hiding underneath the words that they're actually saying. So they've raised questions about staffing at SRIA. Lumen May raised a stink about funding the beach trolleys. I don't know. Is this some kind of, are they trying to punish Robert Bender? Are they, trying to do something to the beach people? Are they trying to alienate the people on the beach? I just don't know. It's hard to figure out, so I'm just kind of making you aware of the conversation that's having and the fact that I find it a little bit baffling. But okay, back to Robert Bender now talking about this issue of the leases when they come
back.
And
John, I would just say that, of course, we've had the Island Authority email us now when those do come up so that it doesn't happen again. I thought we'd had direction on that previously. So,
Rob, you have any idea what's held it up? I mean, because that was a while ago when you directed
that. I think probably just turnover and...
Okay.
And sometimes a task just doesn't get done.
If we don't follow back up, sometimes things just don't happen. So I think this may be a case where, I think we gave some direction, but nothing's happened. So for whatever reason, we need to kind of poke again.
I appreciate it. No, you'll have my full support on that. Thank you. Yeah,
and Steve, you have my full support.
And again, I think at the time when some of these renewals for leases were coming up, the commissioners were irritated at the rates, and so they seemed to want to kind of stick their finger into that pie and take back responsibility. What's weird about all this, too, is remember the Santa Rosa Island Authority is five people who are all picked by the commissioners. It's an extension of the county commission's power. Like, it's got one person elected at large from the population, but, you know, it's controlled by the county commission indirectly through their people. And so if they don't like how the SRI is operating, they can always put different people on the SRIA. And, you know, it's just kind of weird to be acting like the SRIA is not doing things right when it's really an extension of us anyway. And is the end? I mean, I don't know. Were they trying to get rid of the SRI? I just don't know. These are kind of the questions that I'm wondering about. And then, of course, I also start to think, well, you know, Perdido is considering incorporation. You know, would you know, Pensacola Beach consider incorporation? Can you even incorporate when you're on leased land and not owned land? I don't know the answer to this, but it just was a kind of an odd conversation. And once again, this theme of the us versus them and the rich people versus the other people that Commissioner May brought up.
And Robert, certainly, you know, the Beach and Island Authority is kind of your lane. I stayed out of it. But Jeff, I'll tell you, I'm very adamant. I mean, we give a lot of resources there. And so, I mean, if you want, you know, the services that you're getting, and we've certainly upgraded those services. I mean, we need that uniform lease, and people have to pay for what they get. You know, I mean, if people are not willing to pay for it, they don't deserve it. I mean, you know, we put a lot of energy, you know, into that island, and it's, you know, other neighborhoods need that same type of service.
It's not charity. We don't spend money on the beach because it seems like a good thing that we ought to just do for doing sake. We do it because it's such a massive economic engine for the entire county. He's making it sound like it's, you know, it's a donation or something like that. It's an investment. At least that's the way I think of it. Maybe, you know, maybe he thinks of it a different way. But, you know, other areas needing the service don't generate the same kind of revenue. So, just again, just doesn't seem like a very on-target kind of comment, which, look, these are all very smart guys, okay? They're all very smart. They're all very crafty, right? So whenever I hear them say things that don't make sense to me, I start to ask, well, are they just missing it? Are they being dumb? Unlikely. Or is there something else that I'm not picking up on? And, you know, at this point, I'm not quite sure, but that's kind of what I notice. Even the desire to, you know, put back out for bid the beach bathrooms. Remember Commissioner Bender had brought forward the idea of expanding the bathrooms at the public services right there in Pensacola Beach? Even that ran into a snag. I'll play that for you in a second. Candy, you got traffic on the fives.
I do. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. 250-3756 for no hassle estimate. That's 250-3756 for Executive Landscaping. Chase Street, Gregory Garden, and Palafox all checking in clear. Not showing any issues there. And not any texts in about traffic. So it looks like everything is running smoothly. The General Chappie James Bridge, that is a 3-mile bridge, all cleaned up, I hear. And clear and, again, traveling just fine at posted speeds. 437-1620. You can text in your traffic tips. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, yeah. Candy. Yeah, and somebody said, well, it's nice that they cleaned up the bridge. Maybe they could do 110 at the same time. Oh, well, you know, that's not wrong. Okay, so back to this conversation at the commission meeting for Escambia County. Again, Commissioner Bender had brought forward this item that he was going to spend some money on expanding the bathrooms and changing facilities at Casino Beach. Great project, especially for families or whatever. And they all seemed on board. It was about a $750,000 project. Well, it came back, but it was only one bid that came back. So Commissioner Barry, District 1, Stephen Barry. District 5, Stephen Barry.
Car 2-35, held for Commissioner Barry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Robert, you know, the board, I know the board allocated money for this, and I don't have any issue with the project itself, and I believe we have procured somebody to do the A&E, the design work for it. But it's a big contract, and we've got to somehow get more than one bid. I mean,
do we? I mean, you know, I get it on principle, wanting to have a separate bid, but we had this issue before with one of the major projects several years ago where done over the objections of District 2, then, you know, Commissioner Doug Underhill, and they were all upset about how they'd only gotten the one bid, and then they came back and it cost us, hundreds of thousands or $1 million. It was a lot more that it wound up costing because they dragged their feet because they wanted to have extra bids. You know, sometimes you go out for another bid and it costs you.
I'd like for us to, even if we do an expedited, you know, as speedy a solicitation as we can, even if it's 14 days or something. But try to put it out again. If we still have one respondent, then we move, then I, you know, you've got my commitment. I'm happy to move forward. But then it's framed in a situation where we went out twice and got one response, rather than just going out once and getting one response.
So I get his argument that it protects the county against the commissioners against the claims that this was somehow some sweetheart deal because they only had the one bidder and that they tried to find an alternate to maybe save a little bit of money. But again, in the context of you're seeing all this weird criticism of the beach and the trolleys and Commissioner Bender's district and, you know, I don't know what's this time. Is it something else? I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm not sure what the read between the lines would be. So I'm just, you know, giving it to you as a, you can ponder it and, you know, make your suggestions if you have them. It just seemed odd to me. 720 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Ferris Health Partners, Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your health care costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions Monday at 9 with Ferris Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One of the most popular Christian hymns in the world is Jonathan Newton's Amazing Grace. And the word grace simply means unmerited favor. And grace is beautifully displayed in the cross of Jesus Christ. Grace is a step beyond mercy. Remember that mercy is withholding a penalty that you justly deserve, and of course we love mercy. However, grace is not only withholding a penalty that we rightly deserve, but grace is also giving us something that we have not earned. The fact is that we're all sinners, and the Bible says we deserve punishment for our sin. But God's grace says, here's Jesus, and he has perfectly paid your sin penalty and mine. Believe on him today. That's amazing grace.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you could start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Somebody texted me. We're talking about, you know, it sort of seems like some of the commissioners in Escambia County are, you know, picking a fight with the Pensacola Beach, Santa Rosa Island Authority, maybe District 4 Commissioner Bender. I'm not quite sure. But, you know, with all the various comments about funding them and trolleys and lease fees and shifting money from visit to promoting the beach over to promoting Perdido, that's in the past from Jeff Bergosh. Somebody texted me and said, you know, if you keep beating the cash cow, it'll eventually kick back. You know, and, you know, there's a lot of money at the beach. There's a lot of people with a lot of influence at the beach. And so, no, I mean, not wrong. You keep making it harder, and eventually they'll do something about it. That's for sure. 724, Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. How's the water looking for this weekend?
Well, right now we've got a yellow flag flying. We've got a little bit of surf about waist high with a longshore current coming from the east and pushing to the west. And we've got the purple flag flying. There are jellyfish in the water. And at least when I was in the water Tuesday, there were quite a number of jellyfish out there. So just people should be advised of
that.
Did you get stung?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I got zapped pretty well on my torso. So, that's the good. There's always bad that comes with the good, so you've got to balance it out. And, you know, fortunately, I was out there in the water swimming, and I just got stung as I exited the water. So,
oh goodness,
so it's the Gulf of Mexico.
That's
you know?
Right.
I mean, it's the stuff you deal with when you go on the water.
So now, okay, so you got yellow and purple flags flying, which is it's kind of funny. I saw a post the other day that said that must mean that it's only LSU fans at the beach. Is that right?
Well, it sure seems to be a lot of them.
Hey,
like they say, go Tigers.
Okay, I'll take it for Auburn. Hey, so I do have kind of a semi-related question. You said you got stung coming out of the water. I have always had this uncertainty in my head because I know you go swimming, like, and you swim for, I don't know, 60 or 70 miles a day is what I picture in my head. But I know you swim a lot. When you go swimming in the Gulf, do you swim barefoot or do you swim with fins?
Sometimes fins. It just depends on what kind of surf it is.
Okay. All right. I just was curious because I know you're like the most capable swimmer I've ever known. So I know for me, you know, if I'm going to go swimming, I'm taking fins. I know for me, I need that, but I'm just kind of curious what you do. So very good. Any other notes for us this weekend, Dave?
No, we look to have a pleasant fall weekend out here. The temperatures are getting really comfortable and, we're looking forward to, you know, like I say, the season is winding down for us. Most of the lifeguards have gone back to school, and so most of the people that attend the beach have gone back to school also. So we do see a decrease in visitation, but we do expect an uptick once October comes, because a lot of folks from Kentucky and Tennessee come down here. They have a week of fall, they have a fall break.
Oh, okay.
In the first, second week of October, and you'll see a lot of folks from out of town will come spend a few days, maybe a week on the beach.
Very good. Well, as always, Dave, thanks so much for the update. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, thanks so much for what you do, man. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. 7:26 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for you.
I'm taking a look around. Good news is taking a look over by the beach. We're not showing any problems on Fort Pickens or anywhere in 98. Of course, the 3 mile bridge, as I mentioned earlier, is somebody said it's not that clean, though. There's still stuff going on. So, of course, there is. 98 not showing any delays. And taking a look at Mobile Highway, Marlane Drive, Michigan, Beverly, all clear. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, mm-hmm. Candy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The IRS has some new rules for ticket resellers. An updated form now says anybody who makes more than $600 reselling tickets on StubHub or Ticketmaster will have to report that as taxable income. The previous threshold was $20,000. Later this morning, we'll be learning the next steps in the UAW workers' strike against the big three automakers. UAW President Sean Fain making an announcement on Facebook Live later this morning. That announcement scheduled for 10 Eastern. And today is National Coffee Day.
Amen, brother.
The National Coffee Association, I didn't know such a thing existed, but I'm joining right now, trust me, says about two-thirds of Americans drink coffee every day. On average, they say 3 cups a day, and the FDA says healthy adults can drink 4 to 5 cups daily and be within the recommended caffeine limit. That seems low.
Does it?
I'm thinking like 10, 15 cups a day. Is that
really?
That's that right? No. Oh,
okay. Do you? How many cups a day do you got?
I guess. I usually probably do about 2 or 3 cups, but then I have like an energy drink or whatever before
okay.
I.
See, I don't supplement with the energy, but I probably am about two in the morning and then 1 at night, you know, when I'm working, you know, just to stay awake. So probably not more than 4 in a day for me, but, you know, okay. David, thanks. And I agree. We should definitely join that coalition. We need representation.
Absolutely.
David, thanks so much for the update. If you are thinking about a next vehicle, Frontier Motors, a great place to buy good quality used vehicles. And, you know, what they've got on their lot is about 300 different cars and trucks and vans and SUVs and sedans and, you know, just all kinds of stuff. And you can sample them like type by type. They're kind of grouped on the lot by, you know, all the Jeeps over here and all the sports cars over there. And then you can see a whole bunch of different things all side by side without having to go all around town and compare them. But also, they give you a free Carfax. Like, it's part of their process. Whenever you go look at a price sheet, you get a Carfax with it. That's the vehicle maintenance and repair history for the car, as long as the person doing it reported to Carfax. And if you're going to buy from somebody else, this is kind of a cool thing they do. If you're buying from a corner lot or you're buying from somebody on Facebook Marketplace who doesn't give you a Carfax, just run the VIN by Frontier, and, you know, they'll give you a free Carfax. No charge, no problem. Why would they help you buy a car from somebody else? Because they can. Just to make sure you don't discover something later that you should have known in advance. Right? Just trying to help. So when I say that Frontier Motors is serving the Pensacola community behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway for more than 25 years, I mean that. 7:30 here on News Radio 92.3. Okay, Andy, remember I told you the other day, going to the batting cages, I'd probably be sore?
Yeah.
True story. I got aches and muscles I didn't even know existed because I haven't used them in so many years. It's so crazy. Oh, well. Taste of Gulf Breeze. Taste of Gulf Breeze comes up a week from today, Friday, October 6th, outside the Gulf Breeze Community Center from 6 to 9. Tickets at newsradio923.com.
Yeah, bring your appetite.
Oh, for sure. Veterans Memorial Park Foundation, a special celebration of service on Veterans Day. First Baptist Church of Pensacola. And Mac McAnally will perform. You get tickets, newsradio923.com.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The UAW strike against Detroit's automakers set to expand today. We will learn more when union head Sean Fain speaks at 10 a.m. Eastern. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer subpoenas the personal and business.
3 to 5 inches in some of these areas from New York up towards Yonkers and south of Hartford, Connecticut.
Fox Senior Meteorologist Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne right now, partly cloudy. It is 68 degrees right now. Beautiful morning here in Pensacola. The city of Pensacola continuing to look into recycling options. Now, they did just recently receive some helpful data to show how many residents might be willing to pay extra for recycling. Mayor D.C. Reeves says they got 1,500 residents that responded to their annual survey. About half of those said they'd be willing to pay between $8 and $10 a month for curbside recycling.
We have 21,000 accounts. In my mind, that gives us a conservative estimate that maybe 5,000 to 5,500 accounts would be willing to do it when it comes down to putting it on your bill.
And their current program ends this week. That's due to the rates increasing due to too much contaminated material, making it into the containers. In Mobile County, an investigation continuing today after a 37-year-old mother was found dead along with her two children.
According to WPMI, investigators are working to determine whether it was a triple murder or a double murder-suicide. Semmes police and sheriff deputies say 6-year-old Mia and 2-year-old Jacob were found dead along with Nancy Johnson. Investigators say Johnson's estranged husband, Derek, lives in a camper in the backyard of the home and called 911 after discovering the scene yesterday morning. Semmes police say that they've been called to the home numerous times previously on domestic calls. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Florida International University students are being asked to fight for freedom. That was the theme of a speech from Vice President Kamala Harris at the school yesterday. She addressed 3,000 students at the Ocean Bank Convocation Center. Harris said democracy was only as strong as the willingness of the people to fight for it. The 2023 Walk to End Alzheimer's is happening this coming weekend. It'll be Sunday afternoon at Community Maritime Park, registration at 2. They'll have a Promise Garden ceremony at 3.
We do ask when you register if you would like to make a self-donation or you would like to do some type of fundraising event, something fun to raise some funds and awareness for us. You can do that.
And that is Tina Henson with the Alzheimer's Association. The route is about 2.5 miles long. They do have a shorter option available, and participants are encouraged to wear purple. There's more information online at act.alz.org/Pensacola. We'll also put that link on the News Radio website. UWF President Dr. Martha Saunders talking about the growth of the university in the recent years.
Student-centered and focused. And do we ever have students this year? And lots of them. Enrollment is up overall by 6% and 14.2% over 3 years.
And during her 2023 State of the University address yesterday, Dr. Saunders said more than 14,000 students are enrolled in the university this fall. If that sounds like a lot, it is. It's the highest number they've had in 56 years. They also got a lot of recognition, recognized in the top 10 public institutions in the region by U.S. News and World Report, and received a high ranking in the Best for Vets category, finishing at spot number 8 in that ranking. 735 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right, we are watching one accident. This is in Cantonment, and it's off 29 in Quintet. It's Habersham Lane and Charlton Street in Cantonment. Now, that area is blocked, but it's a subdivision, again, off Quintet and just off 29, very close to that area. If you have traffic tips, you're no different. 437-1620, you can text it in. News Radio 92.3. We're going to be joined by Kate Meehan, our pop culture expert, right after this. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. After a cool start, we're back into the upper 80s today with mostly sunny skies. A northeast wind sitting at about 10 miles per hour. This weekend, maybe a little bit warmer. Lower 90s are returning with lots of sunshine to go around. Could be a little bit on the warm side for Pensacola Seafood Fest and everything that's going on this weekend across Northwest Florida. If you plan to head to the beach, by the way, tempted by the 90s in the forecast, we do have rip current risk that continues over the next couple of days. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
And actually looks like it's dropped a degree or two. It's down to 66 right now in Pensacola, partly cloudy skies, 68 in Gulf Breeze, 65 in Milton this morning. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
With your money now, the lawyer representing victims of a fatal crash of a Tesla Model 3 car in his opening statement in court on Thursday blamed the company's autopilot driver assistance system, saying that a car company should never sell consumers experimental vehicles. But an attorney for Tesla in the first U.S. trial over allegations the autopilot feature led to a death said the crash was the result of a classic human error. The trial in a California state court stems from a civil lawsuit alleging the autopilot system caused the Model 3 to suddenly veer off a highway at 65 miles an hour, strike a palm tree, and burst into flames, all in the span of seconds. Shares of AMD rose almost 5% yesterday, a day after Microsoft's technology chief said the chipmaker is bolstering its position in artificial intelligence, where NVIDIA dominates. So far this year, NVIDIA shares have almost tripled, while AMD is up about 60%. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open. That's your money now.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety. No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3, informative local Bananarama. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Kate Meehan is our pop culture editor at DailyBoom.net. And haven't talked for a couple of weeks, so great to have her back. She's been, well, I don't want to get into the details, but just, you know, keep her in your thoughts, okay? So, Kate, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning.
I don't want to make you cry on the radio.
No, so, I don't want to cry.
Yeah. So,
too early.
Yeah. So speaking
just
of
me.
Yeah, speaking of things that make you cry, why is Britney Spears practicing for her, like, you know, top Iron Chef competition? What is going on with these knife dances?
You know, they have said ever since her conservatorship was up to keep the knives away from her because she's always had a weird fascination with knives. So them popping up in a video is probably not too surprising. But they did do a wellness check after the fact, because if you looked at the video, she has cuts all over her body that look like they came from knives. There's like one on her hip, there's one on her thigh. She cut herself and then went back and refilmed some of the video and kind of pieced it together. And then there's the little dogs running around.
Yeah, the dogs. I saw
probably
that.
Probably not so safe. Yeah, it's not so safe. And if it were me and you, we probably would be sitting, you know, in a hospital for 72 hours to make sure we're okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's...
I know it's...
That's maybe not what happens if you're Brittany just yet, but if it were me or you putting that out there, somebody would come and make sure we're okay and probably cart us off for a more further check.
I mean, I feel like, you know, this kind of the joke about the dogs is always the help me, but I think the dogs would be like, help her. You know, like, I think it's, sadly, that seems to be the case. And, you know, somebody texted and said, you know, well, she's always been on the cutting edge of dance moves. Come on. No, but that's funny. I mean, you know, but I just hope she's okay, because it doesn't seem like she's handling the post-conservative. Leadership, post-divorce kind of stuff very well.
No,
speaking of people that you, I don't know, this is a completely different story, but Taylor Swift has the power to make people buy NFL tickets who don't normally watch football and jerseys. What in the, good Lord, what can she not do?
I don't know.
And are they smuggling her out in a container ship to get her in and out of the stadium secretly? Is that true?
Dude, I just don't understand any of it. I've never understood the power of Taylor in the first place. So now that I've incited heat from all kinds of people, I've never fully gotten it. But it does make sense to me that this woman is the key to so many things, that if she's linked to a football player, all the Swifties are now going to love football and go out and buy the jerseys and all the things, because it's what they do. And, yeah, they did sneak her in and out in really creative ways. But then on the flip side of it, she's also made it public. You know, you have her being snuck out, but then you also have videos popping up on Instagram of people right next to them filming them. So it's like she's handing you what she wants you to see and hiding what she doesn't want you to know.
Yeah, no, that's fair. And by the way, somebody I work with and somebody just texted me a similar thing. Let's just say that there are Swifties. And then there are anti-Tay-Tays, you know, and the vehemence of the nons and the antis is fairly robust. You know, I hope it works out for her and Travis Kelce. But if not, well, we'll probably get music out of it. What this story, this to me, the most interesting story in the celebrity entertainment realm, which is what you and I always talk about, was Keira Knightley trying to copyright her face to defend herself against, you know, movie companies, television companies, voiceover, I think, is also part of this package,
yes,
against anybody yes. using that without her consent or trying to acquire rights or anything like that. That seems smart to me, the way the world is going.
Well, here's the thing. If you are not working in the world of media or entertainment, then you're probably not as plugged in. If you are in radio, TV, film, writing, anything like that, you are well aware that they are starting to use AI to mimic the work that you would be doing. It's just that cut and dry. Like we were saying earlier, an extra shows up on set for 10 minutes and they replicate that person and don't have to hire other extras because they can change the features. They can change all kinds of things. They need you on camera for 10 minutes and they're good to go for the next year with extras that are not real. So
they can program it so the same extra doesn't go past the back of the camera 8 times in the same direction as they piece and slice, right? So they can
exactly.
They can make it better than real life in post.
Yeah, which is scary for people that are working in these industries because you need your job, you need to make money, and we are disposable. So for Keira to try to copyright her face, it sounds far-fetched, but it also is very clever because that will prevent her likeness from
right.
being used without her being there and being paid for it. So it's actually kind of an ingenious thing, and it'll be interesting to see if it's actually feasible and it works out, because if it is, you better believe there's a lot more actors and actresses that are going to line up to do exactly the same thing.
Yeah, I totally agree. In fact, I mean, it feels like the kind of thing where legislation would likely come and say that not just her, but anybody You own your voice. You own your likeness. Those can't be sold, because that winds up becoming a kind of a digital version of slavery, weirdly, where, you know, people can profit off of you without your ongoing consent or, you know, willingness. I mean, yeah, all of it. But as you say, this seems to be where the industry is going. I got a text from a friend who says, are they really remaking Beetlejuice, or are they making a sequel? What's going on here?
Beetlejuice 2 is scheduled for release on September 6th of next year. So it's less than a year away. They have been filming. It is happening.
Wow.
And Winona Ryder's back. Michael Keaton has said it's the most fun that he's had on a movie in years and years. So the things coming out from the set and coming out about it are only positive. So cross your fingers that it actually holds up and lives up. But it is coming.
Oh, and I mean to ask you about this. Now that we've got the at least part of the strike is over, right? The Writers Guild is over, but not the Actors Guild, whatever. What is this going to mean for shows? Like, I know we've been seeing it's all live action, competitive reality, which I guess are a different contract set. And then the talk shows are coming back, either are or coming back on Monday. I think Kimmel starts again on Monday. And then, but it seemed to me like we were likely to miss out on the fall season. But then I see other shows, like Magnum is coming back on Wednesday or something. So are we going to still be dealing with, like, the delayed backlog through maybe January? Or what should we expect from TV and movies over the next, say, 6 months?
It remains to be seen, and I think it's very dependent upon the series itself, what their filming schedule was beforehand, and how much they had accomplished. I think there's some things that may not be too disrupted at all, and then there's other shows that could be set back 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
So it's really going to depend. Also, I think it depends upon whether it's on network television, you know, good old network TV, versus streaming, because streaming schedules are totally different and they don't really follow, you know, the typical start to a season. So streaming, I think, will return a whole lot faster than maybe network television would.
Okay.
That's my guesstimate, but who knows? Could be totally wrong. They could have seen the strike coming and actually hustled production a little bit quicker than they normally would have so that they could bounce back faster. So I think it's going to depend on the series.
That's kind of what I was wondering, if they might have had maybe anticipated it in advance. And also, I mean, you got to assume that the networks were losing a ton of money in the process of all this happening. And so they're eager to get theirs back. And so they're not going to, you know, balk it trying to do accelerated production schedules to remedy that. Kate Meehan is our pop culture editor at dailyboom.net. As always, Kate, a pleasure. Thank you so much for the time. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
7:47 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for you.
And not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. We are watching one thing. This is in Cantonment. It's off 29 in Quintet, it looks like. And it's a part of a subdivision. Habersham Lane and Charlton Street, that is in Cantonment. And again, just off 29 in Quintet. But again, a subdivision. So I don't know how many people are going to be driving through that, like, little three-road area. If you see an accident or a slowdown, you can certainly let us know. Frankfurt Street and Citrus Drive and Manatee Street in Navarre also showing an accident. That's just off 98, but not showing a slowdown at this time. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, or, I mean, literally just kind of bouncing the idea around, maybe you rent and you thought about buying, or maybe you want to upsize, downsize, acquire a rental. I mean, all these things, and you see what's going on in the market a little, you see what's going on with interest rates, and you wonder about the economy and all that, and you just aren't sure. This is why you call Christina Leavenworth. She's an expert, genuinely an expert on the real estate market. You know, 230 homes sold last year. She knows what she's doing, and she will give you good, honest answers. Here's what's happening in your price range, other price ranges. I think this is a good time to buy. I think this is a bad time to buy or sell. I mean, all of that. She will tell you. I know she's talked people, out of buying, out of selling, you know, because it wasn't the right thing for them at that moment. And she'll help you kind of figure that stuff out, too. So if you want good, honest advice from somebody who will go, I mean, the extra miles, like the extra 10 miles is how kind of she looks at the way she does her job. And the people she surrounds herself with, same thing. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
It's not too late. Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. That's right, loan-free. PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Your body is a temple.
Or at least it should be.
If you don't think so due to pain, weight gain, or even weight loss, then check into the treatments at Chill Out Cryo Spa. Want to slim down, tone up, tighten skin, or relieve pain? Chill Out Cryo Spa can help. Consultations are free, and special end-of-summer packages are available now. Achieve your body goals with body sculpting or pain reduction sessions. You want to look and feel your best. Chill Out Cryo Spa can help you meet your goals. Visit chilloutcryospa.com and schedule your free consultation today.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the True Blue Band. They'll be playing a variety of R&B, soul, and roots music, so come get funky with the True Blue Band this Tuesday at Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Meet Maggie Simpson, IQ 167.
167? That's amazing for a Christian.
Saw on, I don't know if Dave was going to talk about this, so let's get him in here. Dave, we have some breaking news. I don't know if you were even aware of it. It just flashed up on the screen for Fox News, but Dianne Feinstein has passed away at the age of 90, apparently. So,
oh, my goodness.
Senator Dianne Feinstein from California. Given her significant health declines in the last year, I don't think you can be all that surprised, but wow. And this, man, just, I mean, you know. I'm not a fan of her politics, but talk about an institution in the Senate. God, how many years was she in the Senate? It's got to be 45 probably years in the Senate, something like that.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Wow. All right, sorry about that. David, what else is going on in the newsroom, sir?
Well, I had not seen that, so thank you for bringing that to my attention. There's a report that says adults that use cannabis are more likely to have serious heart problems. This comes from a research group in Canada. They found people who heavily use marijuana are 60% more likely to have heart failure, strokes, or heart attacks. Hmm. Morgan Wallen has won the People's Artist Award of 2023 at the People's Choice Country Awards last night. Wallen was the most nominated artist in the fan-voted awards show. And Elon Musk is, getting involved in the migrant situation at the southern border.
So here we are at Eagle Pass, and we're going to be meeting with the major officials and law enforcement responsible for the border.
And Musk posted on his X social media platform that he'd arrived at the city in Eagle Pass last night. He's with Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez.
All right. Thanks so much, David. 753 on News Radio 92.3. I looked it up, and I think if my math is right, she was actually a senator for 31 years. Started in November of 1992. She was the mayor of San Francisco before that. Not as long in the Senate. That's, I mean, as long as I can remember, but, you know, 30 years is still a long time. Wow. And also, you know, I was having this conversation with somebody just the other day, you know, crazy political speculations. With her declining health, the question had been, do you think that maybe this could be used strategically if she leaves office? Because she had pledged to finish her term. Okay, so she had pledged that she would stay and finish her term. And, I mean, obviously now that's not going to happen, even though she had wanted to before. But the question had been, well, could there be a giant shuffle up in the personnel with, you know, look, Joe Biden's trying to get reelected, right? Obviously. Kamala Harris is a liability for him. I mean, generally speaking, nobody wants her to be president, and she has not shown herself to be a good vice president. And, you know, there's been some thought that who could be the other. I mean, I don't. At this point, I think this is all low likelihood, right? This is pure speculation. But the sort of conspiracy-esque kind of, you know, plotting that I had heard was, well, Gavin Newsom is the most rising star in the Democrat Party, Governor of California. He's going to be doing this debate with Governor DeSantis. And, you know, he shows well, he's shiny and, you know, articulate and, you know, widely liked and widely despised, which makes him a good Democrat. So what if you offered Kamala Harris to go back to the Senate and take Dianne Feinstein's seat? You know, Gavin Newsom could appoint her, right, in exchange for President Biden taking Gavin Newsom up to be the VP. Because I think, honestly, I think Gavin Newsom would be a bonus to Biden as a vice presidential candidate. He would, you know, and you would certainly shore up the concern about Biden's health, because somebody's, you know, those who would be willing to vote Democrat, I think, are very likely to say, well, at least we know if Biden has health issues, and given his age and his seemingly deteriorating condition, you know, you don't know if he's going to be able to fill four more years if he gets reelected. You know, would that be an insurance policy against those questions? Because I think there's a lot of Democrats who'd be like, oh, yeah, Gavin Newsom, you know. So I don't know. I think this is all like a, you know, 0.5% chance of ever happening. But now with her actually passing away and not fulfilling the term, the open question is going to be, well, who's going to be in the, who's going to fill her Senate seat until her term expires? 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. But man, what a, you know, legacy in the Senate. Just a, I mean, like I said, all of my adult life that I've been paying attention to politics, she's been a senator, and always a very influential senator as well. Let's see. Candy has traffic on the fives. Candy?
Taking a look around, good news is we're not showing a lot of slowdowns or delays. Frankfort Street, Citrus Drive, and Manatee Street in Navarre showing an accident, but no roadblock. And I am showing a roadblock, but it's part of a small subdivision in Cantonment, just off Quintet and 29, Habersham Lane and Charlton Street. Watch for emergency crews on scene, though, in that area. If you see an accident or a slowdown, text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I did something last night for which I feel very guilty.
Oh, I can't wait.
Bit ashamed. Bit of don't want to talk about it too much on the air, but I feel like we should.
Did you give money to a poor person?
We tithe.
Grocery times.
To Waterfront and Manna.
I'm just kidding.
I
know your heart. I'm being stupid. I know.
I don't give to panhandlers. Never, ever, for any reason.
I do.
Period.
I need it.
So, no, it's funny. Not that. We watched The Golden Bachelor.
Oh, that looked good. Was it good?
Yeah. So, okay. And then we didn't watch the whole thing because, you know, I do my show prep and then we watch TV for, you know, like 11:30 at night or whatever until I pass out. And so we didn't watch the whole thing. We watched, and we were watching Wrexham before that. So we didn't have time to watch Golden.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Welcome to Wrexham. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but no, it's interesting because his background, I didn't know, is like he was married to his high school sweetheart.
Right. For so many years.
And then
she
got
passed,
sick and died,
right?
Very
bacterial
rapidly
infection.
after she'd retired. And so he's looking for second love. His story made me like him a lot more. It's weird watching 65
right?
and 70-year-old women
like
throw
their attentions
yes,
at a man. I know.
Behave like 25-year-olds. It's weird. Go ahead. Say it. You want to say something? I can see it. You don't want to say it?
You should walk into Seville Quarter.
Oh, no.
You'll see plenty of it.
It's. Hey.
Thank you. Not
you know,
all
because
of it.
The
I'm not
mature,
wrong.
Seasoned women that I know, you know, grandparents and aunts and uncles,
okay.
And you know, there's a certain kind of decorum. There's a certain, you know, and I'm not saying that older people can't have their, you know, can't get their randy on. I'm not saying that they shouldn't. I'm none of that. It's just it's odd, and it was for me. It was like, I don't know, uncomfortable is a bit strong. But it was strange.
Well, it's a bunch of desperate people throwing themselves at somebody on national TV.
Yeah.
Something I've learned as I get older, like crazy comes in all ages.
Well,
you
there's
know?
That.
And colors
you saw
and
some
shapes.
Of that last
I
night,
know.
For
that's
sure.
The beauty of reality.
Yeah, and they, and of course, yeah. They produce towards that.
Quote,
right?
Unquote, reality.
The more a train wreck it is, the more it's a product that
watch,
they can sell,
yes.
Of course. But I just, I felt bad for the demographic because it seemed like the demographic was being
exploited,
not the best represented. Let's just say it that way. You know, when you watch dumb young kids being dumb young kids and you think, well, they're dumb young kids. Somehow I expect that 65 and 70-year-old women won't be quite that way. But
see, I think it's going to bring me peace and comfort, like Rock of Love. Like that show makes me feel smart like
well,
no other,
you know,
except for Jersey Shore.
Let's just say
this
will
make me feel
dumb young people become dumb old people. You know, I mean, that's, you know. That happens too. So I don't know.
Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, we'll probably finish the episode. I'm not sure if we'll watch past that. We do a lot of try a show and then don't keep on with it. But I did have to admit
so
that we did watch
you.
It a little yesterday.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.